views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of tuning into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, live on the radio waves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and transformationtalkradio.com. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you are listening later. I've been traveling around the globe sharing information with people. And along the way, I've met some very, very amazing, smart people. And it is my pleasure to share this inclusive information with you and also to provide you with an opportunity to call in and receive energetic shifts and creative solutions to your problems with my favorite energy practitioners. We love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. And my guest today is Leroy Malouf, who is a powerful life, business, and energy coach who teaches others to take charge of their own health and well-being. He is committed to assisting clients in creating significant breakthroughs and sustainable improvements in their lives. Leroy works with clients in person and on the phone via Skype for individual sessions. He teaches the Positive Power of Being Neutral teleseminar to enable clients to experience a deeper ease of living by reacting less to themselves, others, and external forces. I met Leroy about 6 years ago in Philadelphia, and we've been working together ever since and empowering each other to move energy for ourselves and others and to share inspiring, valuable information with all of you. So it's a total pleasure to have you on the show, Leroy. Leroy's also the founder of Energetic Wellbeing Process and author of Knowing and Living Your Purpose. Are you there, Leroy?
I'm here. Thank you. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you on the show again. And, you know, you were wanting to talk about how being in a thankful state for what we want is why this is so important. We're going to talk about, you know, being thankful for our desired state and the effects that that can have. And you were also, when we were speaking before the show, wanting to share some information about handling death and handling grief. And so, because that's been coming in quite a bit in the last week for you also. So I'm just going to give the floor to you until we start getting some calls, Leroy.
Okay, great. Well, I find it's very, very important when we have a desired state. Well, first of all, it's important to have a desired state. What do we do?
Okay, so maybe we should explain what you mean by a desired state.
In other words, being clear about our purpose and what we want to be experiencing in our life. Well, for example, I want to help people to get stronger and stronger to their own lives, a higher and higher percentage, so that they are able to really know and live their purpose. That's part of my desired state. Well, now, oftentimes when we think about what we want, we keep asking for it. Oh, I want more money. I really want to have a good relationship. I want to have perfect health. Every time we're asking, it's an assumption that we don't have it. For example, Colette, if I say to you, please give me a dollar, and you give it to me, and I have it, and I say, well, Colette, please give me a dollar. Well, it's confusing because you already did.
So, you sound like the government.
Yes, there are others with hands in my pockets. but when we shift and say, thank you, Colette, for this dollar, then I'm acknowledging it. I have it. Same thing with my desired state. I've been, my wife and I have known each other for almost 63 years. I say, I really want a great relationship with her. Well, guess what? I'm grateful that we have a wonderful relationship.
Leroy, can I interject here?
Yes.
Anyone who has known anyone for 63 years, you must have a pretty good relationship, because most relationships don't make it past 63 hours. And how long have you been married?
We actually first met each other this coming October 3rd at 5:30 p.m.
But you remember exactly when you met your wife?
We had a blind date.
It was on October 3rd, 5:30 p.m.
We had a blind date to go to a formal dance. She showed up in this beautiful gown. First time I ever saw her, and we've been together pretty much ever since. I have to say, there were many times I didn't think we were going to make it.
Okay.
And we have, partly, and well, I should say mostly, because she's got a lot of unconditional love. She had to have that to be living with me.
I love it.
But secondly, I learned to go neutral. When I first heard about neutral, I thought, well, this is not going to work for me, because I was thinking I had to go sit on a mountainside for 17 years and get detached from everything. I'm attached. I support her. I love her. And then I realized you can be attached to anything and still be neutral to it.
Yeah, and you can get attached to your unattachment.
Yes. Don't confuse me. So I want to be neutral to absolutely everything she says, thinks, or does.
Okay.
And everything she doesn't say, think, or do.
Okay, because it has a, people assume, and we all know this, that sometimes, or we've all felt this, I believe, that unspoken words can also be as painful as spoken words, because
absolutely,
of the empty spaces in between the words.
Yeah.
When someone's crying out for love, or they're crying out for understanding, and you have the words and you choose not to use them, that would, be maybe compassionate to use some words that would make a person feel better, and people choose not to use those words, that can be as painful, or, just as painful as using the wrong words, can it not?
It can, and if a person is upset with the other or angry and not saying anything, that's that same thing.
Yeah. We have to take a quick break here. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Leroy Malouf. When we return, we will share more ways to move energy. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. Leroy and I are here for you today to make some more shift happen.
Past your window last night, I roller skated to your door at daylight. It almost seems like you're avoiding me.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Allie Katz. Join Allie and Dr. Pat as Allie introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Allie, visit ATOZENmeditation.com.
Chris Stevens is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course of how you can transform your life through meditation and healing system. Manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the wisdom conference, the wisdom book, this radio show, and she can show you how to change your life too. Visit the website and contact her at voicesofmoneytoday.com. That's voicesofmoneytoday.com.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Leroy Maloof, and my wonderful producer, Brian, who always knows exactly which song to play.
Thank you, my friends. Thank you.
Bringing joy through music to all of our listeners and our guests on the show. So before we continue, can you please share your contact information, Leroy, so that people know how to get in touch with you?
Yes, my website is Energetic Wellbeing, all one word, energeticwellbeing.com. The short version is EWB as in boy, P as in Paul.com. My email is info@EWBP.com and phone 508-375-6452, 375-6452.
Awesome. And if anyone listening in wants to call in, you feel free to call in at 1-800-930-2819. Leroy and I are here for you to take any questions or to shift energy for you. And we do have a caller already, Leroy. We have Nina from New York on the line. Nina, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, good morning. How
good
are you?
Good morning to both of you. I think you make a great team.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you,
Nina.
I
always enjoy when you're together.
About 3 years ago, and we're thinking about going back to Egypt to teach a seminar together, and we do make a good team, don't we, Leroy?
Yeah, fantastic.
You do.
What can we do for you today?
I hope you could help me. I get panic attacks.
Okay.
I'm agoraphobic. I'm almost completely housebound.
Okay. And how long have you been like this?
It's been that way for over 40 years, up and down.
Okay. And so for 40 years, and do you mind asking what age you are now?
63.
So this started happening when you were 23 years old.
19 years old.
Okay, 19 years old. And what was going on in your life when you were 19 years old?
I guess I started college, started dating. That's what comes to my mind.
Now, you know, when you say college, that's one thing. But when you say dating, you go weak. And so I just wanted to get a baseline right now. When you think about leaving the house or going outside of your personal space, on a scale of 0 to 10, 0 being that you're neutral to it, doesn't bother you much, the thought of going out right now, to like 10 being like, I don't want to go out. Where are you?
Yeah. A 10.
You're at a 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could feel that. Okay, so Leroy, go for it.
Okay. Nina, okay, two or three things. First of all, when I check your energy, you're also kind of stuck in overguarding, overprotecting, over-worrying, over-anxious, over-analyzing, over-internalizing. Does that sound familiar?
That's me.
Okay, now we need to get...
I'm glad you left.
I love you, Leroy. You nailed it right on the head there. Those.
Now... we need to get you neutral to that.
Okay.
So what's the worst thing that can happen if you stay stuck in this overprotective state?
I'm going to ruin my life. I'm wasting my life.
Okay, and
I'm
what's
like
worse
a prisoner in my house.
What's worse than that?
What's worse than that?
Yeah. In other words, every single thing in our life that bothers us, our energy goes weak to. And for most adults, we're going weak to 80% of our lives. Okay? Now, any one of those times is small. But when you accumulate them over days, weeks, months, a lifetime, and in your case, it only took about 19 years, we start getting energy blocks. And we say, ouch. And the ouch can be physical, mental, emotional, psychological, psychic, spiritual, and you got several of those. So in order to get to neutral, we have to go to the worst scenario and get you neutral to it. So wasting your life, wasting your health, what's worse than that?
There's nothing worse.
Yes, what I'm picking up is what's worse is, do you have a partner? A husband?
Yeah.
Pardon me?
I've been living with someone, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so because I'm getting you have a partner and wasting his life also. Yeah, that bothers you more?
Yeah.
How you're holding him back with this disability, if we want to call it.
Lately, he's been very hostile about it.
Yeah. Okay. So that that's one place that you don't even want to look at, the effect that it's having on your loved ones around you. So we just strengthen you to that also. Leroy, and, go ahead.
Yeah, and it also feels what's worse is that you become a bitter old crone. Okay,
no.
And it's Groundhog Day. It gets worse every time, and you totally miss your life's purpose. Does that sound worse?
I feel Groundhog Day. I do say that.
Okay.
It's like the same thing every day. I'm
all
glad
right.
You're laughing.
Right now, I want you to focus on your midline, and we're going to delete, we're going to deprogram off your hard drive every one of these things you've mentioned, every way it's affected you, all the fears, all the upset, all the reactions. We're going to just deprogram it all.
Okay.
And then we need to reprogram to the true self that you. Can you remember times in your life when you've experienced unconditional love?
Yes.
And what was that like? What did you experience?
It was for my granddaughter. She's
okay.
Three.
What did you feel?
It's pure joy.
Mm-hmm. And what else?
It's fulfilling. It makes me happy.
Okay. What's better? What else?
I feel a purpose to show her things, teach her things, give her things.
Okay. What else do you experience with her?
Love.
Yeah.
Unconditional.
Love. Unconditional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She just told me that last night. She's 3 years old.
I love it. A little
she
3-year-old
says, Grandma,
telling you, I love you so much, Grandma. It's unconditional.
I'm giving you a hug. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see this description that you have of this unconditional love? This is the best description you have of the true self you, of who you really are.
It makes my heart warm. Yeah.
Cool. So we're going to also clear a few hundred quadrillion layers to get you neutral to this. But as you focus on that, realize mm-hmm. we're deprogramming. There's this other identity that you have, which you described, panic, agoraphobic, housebound. That's not the real you. Excuse me. So we're deprogramming all that and reprogramming to this true self that you.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you know now?
Excuse me?
What are you noticing now?
I feel a little bit lighter. My body feels lighter.
Yeah.
The chest area.
Yeah, when I focus on your energy, I feel better energy in your hands and in your feet. Yes?
Yeah, I feel a lightness in my head, like floaty.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So what we're going to do, because we are coming to a point where we need to just take a quick break here, is if you would hold on, Nina, and just over the break, Leroy and I will do some more energetic shifting for you. And when we come back, we'll check in with you and see where you're at. I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com and on social media, Facebook and Twitter at The Truth is Funny with Colette. Call in if you want an opportunity to shift your life into better. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to make some more shift happen.
Tearing our love apart.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Era of financial planning is upon us, where it is just as important to focus on your inner wealth game as it is your outer wealth game. Wouldn't you like to be in the forefront of this new groundbreaking financial movement? Lynn Brown, award-winning financial planner, energy coach, and international radio host, will share real, actionable money wisdom infused with empowering tips, fear-busting exercises, and money-growing magnetism. Aren't you ready to create your fully financially healthy life? Join Lynn for this free, two-hour, full-spectrum financial planning workshop in Bellevue, Washington, on October 8th or October 13th from 6 to 8 p.m. Space is limited and will fill up fast, so call Lynn today at 425-372-4749. That's 425-372-4749. Light food and beverages will be included. See you there.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
I'm Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny. I have the most wonderful Leroy Maloof here with me today. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819, and we do have Nina from New York. Leroy and I were working with on this issue with you, Nina, and I would just like to check with you. How are you feeling right now?
I'm breathing. I've been holding my breath, and my hands, from my elbows to my fingertips, are warm and light.
Yay. That's what Leroy was feeling, is this energy starting to move out of you. You had a lot of what we would call psychic energy bothering you. And this is a lot of, in the collective right now, a lot of people are, we were clearing through you. We were using you like a giant washing machine to take these energies, these fearful energies of people have that. It's kind of like if you think about, the old LPs, you know, where you've got the record going and all of a sudden the needle gets stuck in a groove and you get caught in the same groove, the world, our planet Earth does not travel the way we're taught that it travels. The Earth does not go around the sun in a perfect neat circle, and every year, like on Groundhog Day, that, you know, it goes exactly in the same spot that it was before. That is impossible. The world is spiraling and spinning and curling through the universe. And so our Earth never ever is in the same position that it ever was before. It's impossible. So we want to strengthen that for everybody, that, you know, if you get caught in a groove, that, you know, you could let, you know, get out of that groove and move forward and move into a space of unconditional love. Where are you when you think about going outside of your home now?
I'd say a 6.
Okay. So, you know, my perception has you down at about 2 or 3 right now. And it's kind of like having had this problem for, you know, 40 years, we want to just strengthen you that you could let it go in, you know, 40 hours from now, or even 40 minutes from now, or, you know, even 40 seconds from now, that you could just let go of this, that this fear of going out there. And we also strengthen you to your granddaughter. Nothing like an innocent child to show us how much fun life can really be.
Right.
Leroy, do you have any last words here for Nina?
No, just wish you the very best, Nina.
Thank you both so much.
All right. Beautiful. Thank
have
you
a good
for calling
day.
In.
Okay.
Okay. We also have Olivia from Florida on the line right now. Olivia, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Olivia. How can we help you this morning?
Well, I went through 3 months' worth of anxiety and depression and all that stuff, and I still don't know what's going on. I'm going to back for my blood test result next Monday to a functional medicine doctor, and I went for my mammogram just this Monday, and they just called me back and they said I need to have a breast ultrasound on my right breast because they find some fibrosis or something. So now I'm freaking out.
Okay, so let's take a deep breath here.
Okay.
On the freaking out scale, being that neutral would be 0 and 10 would be, I'm freaking out. Where are you?
Where I am? I'm right now on a 10 on anxiety.
Okay, so let's get this anxiety down. Leroy, I'm just going to let you have at it because I have some strong reservations about mammograms that I'm just going to work on here for you right now. And Leroy, you go ahead.
Let me also say something about mammograms. Are you, let me see, what is her name? Dr. Christiane Northrup. Have you heard of her?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Have you seen her book? She has a big, thick book.
No.
I want to strongly urge you to go read the chapter in her book. If you can find it at the library, there's a chapter in her book on mammograms.
Uh-huh.
And what she reports is that we're often, that women are often diagnosed with what's called in situ carcinoma, which is not cancer, but it's treated like that. And she strongly urges women to get thermography instead of mammograms. Uh-huh. But anyway,
yeah.
read that chapter in that book, please.
Mm-hmm.
And that will calm you down.
Okay. All right.
We want to strengthen that for everyone listening in right now, that we mm-hmm. want to take responsibility for information that we take in. And this is the beauty of, you know, when you start to understand whether or not you are in alignment with energy, you're in alignment with what you're reading, you're in alignment with what you're not reading. I'm just doing mm-hmm. some corrections here. It's important to recognize that if the information that you take in, if you take it in as if it's information that is real to you and you're not strong to that information, that mm-hmm. it's not going to benefit you. So you want to read all information and understand that, you know, there's many different points of view on this, and strengthen yourself to that, and to strengthen that for everybody listening, that, you know, that you want to start really asking yourself, you know, whether or not this information resonates strongly with you or not. And if mm-hmm. it doesn't, then, you know, do as Leroy suggests, and, you know, this is a very good source of resource is mm-hmm. this wonderful doctor who speaks about the wisdom of women's bodies. And so yeah. to strengthen that for you, that you're going to continue to breathe. You don't want to be holding your breath when you get bad news, mm-hmm. you know, and yeah. Holding your breath, waiting for the other shoe to drop. Were you by any chance raised Roman Catholic?
Yes, ma'am.
Because you have some strong religious beliefs that are limiting you right now, where, you know, the other shoe is going to fall. You know, like if we're all sinners, if we are all told that we're sinners, like before, it doesn't matter what we do, and mm-hmm. we're sinners no matter what, it kind of leaves you not a whole lot of room for growth. And so, yeah. you know, if you're going to be a sinner anyway, then you may as well sin, right? And if you're not, you know, it kind of leaves people in a, you know, in a, what some people would be caught between a rock and a hard place. And so, uh-huh. Yes, so we want to strengthen you that you're not caught between a rock and a hard place here, that you're actually have the entire universal information to tap into, and part of that is the perfect alignment in your body, the perfect alignment of mm-hmm. all your cells. And so, Leroy, do you want to just tell her what else you're getting here?
Do you have a small child, or
no?
Yes or no?
No, I don't have a small child. No, my child is 25 years old.
Okay. But I still get that you're over-mothering and over-nurturing. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
Okay. And if you add that to the over-guarding, over-protecting, over-worrying, I have found, just like clockwork, for men and women, when they're stuck in that place, it reduces energy to their breast and their genitals.
Uh-huh.
So I want to get you neutral to always over-mothering, over-nurturing, over-guarding, over-protecting, and just bringing mm-hmm. on to yourself everything you're trying to protect from, and making things uh-huh. worse and worse. We need to clear a few hundred quadrillion layers of experience uh-huh. and upset and reaction and triggers.
Mm-hmm. And if you would like to hold on, we can do the same as we did for Nina, and we'll continue to work on this through the break, and we'll check in with you after the break how you're feeling. This is Colette Marie Stephan with The Truth is Funny. I am thrilled to connect with all of you, and happy to say that my book, The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, is now out on ebook format, available on Amazon and all the places, and is now out in print with Lulu Publishing, which you can go straight to my website and get a direct link to that book. This is a compilation of years of experiences and insights I've gathered connecting with thousands of colleagues and students and demo and radio participants. A word of warning, reading this book may trigger the shift out of you. We'll be right back after this break.
From your relationships? Are you second-guessing yourself about friends, family, and lovers? Tune in to the hit show that's creating a buzz in the love-seeking community. Love Seeker Radio, finding love for your authentic self with renowned love coach Heather Lynn. Tired of dissatisfying relationships? Kiss them goodbye and power up your love seeker energy. Coach Heather Lynn reminds you that you can just be you, the beautiful and perfect you. Visit heatherlynncoaching.com to learn more.
Tune in to the hit show Masters Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you interested in schools that inspire, excite, and encourage our kids to step beyond what they thought was possible? The Access Possibility School is enrolling now. Students in grades K through 8 are welcome to our virtual classroom. Classes start September 8th. For more information about the Access approach, teachers, enrollment, and what makes us different, visit AccessPossibilitySchool.com. That's AccessPossibilitySchool.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Whenever I see your smiling face, I have to smile myself because I love you. Yes, I do.
This is Colette Marie Stephan with Leroy Maloof on The Truth Is Funny, and we have a guest here, Olivia from Florida, and we were just working with Olivia because she's at the maximum anxiety level she feels, and just received information about from the doctors about her mammogram, and it's stressing her out. And so Leroy and I have been working on this. As I said to Leroy on the break, I think it would be very different if men had breasts and they were working on the cure for breast cancer. You don't see men lining up and putting their favorite organs into such a machine that squishes them. So when men start lining up... when men start lining up for that, then I might consider doing it too. Anyway, here we go. So we're strengthening you to all the information out there, all the fears, the collective influence. Remember, you don't want to be fighting for breast cancer. A lot of people get that confused. What you want, you don't want to be if you're raising money, make sure you're raising money for the cure. I prefer, actually, let's all raise money for healthy breasts. That's a good way to go. So we just strengthen that for everybody, that we would all just have healthy breasts, and that we would be strong to any information that's coming in around that, and just strengthen you, Olivia, to that, and also to anyone else listening in. Leroy, I just wanted to check in with Olivia and just see where she's at. Olivia, do you feel a little different now?
I feel like I think my anxiety went down to like 5.
Good. So it's about half of what it was before.
Yeah.
And so we're going to strengthen that. Leroy, any last words or information or shifts that you would like to give Olivia?
Olivia, we need to get you strong for also receiving misinformation, misdirection, misinterpretation, misunderstanding. We're just clearing that all away for you. Also strengthening you for total wellness, energy, and vitality. Strengthen you for confidence and trust with your loved ones.
I really worry about my financial situation, too. I'm way behind my rent, my car payment, everything. And I just started a new job, and it's just very slow.
Yeah, so we want to strengthen you that to everything you just said, that it's all shifting. If you know, that in the situation that you're in, that you can move forward in a way, like in all areas of your life. And what I was picking up is there's just a little bit of a weakness in your authentic self triad, your body, soul, spirit. We want to even that out so that you're strong to manifesting what you want and your desirable state, as we were talking about earlier, by already feeling the gratitude of having what you want in your most desirable state. And so we're just going to strengthen that 100% so that as the day wears on, I'm getting that you start to feel more and more relief rather than more and more anxiety. So we just strengthen that. Anything else, Leroy?
Yeah, I'm grateful for having a job, grateful for the income, grateful for being the you that's the real you.
Yeah, and putting out the money, let's strengthen everybody to that for rent and for all those necessities in life, that we want to be strong when we put that money out, and that this is money is a form of appreciation for services being offered to us. And so we just strengthen that, you know, having food on the table, having a warm house to live in or a warm place to be in. Strengthen that for everyone out there. And it's coming up collective for you in some ways. So we just strengthen that, Olivia, that you are going to resonate with people who have that, and who so that you can be thankful for that and grateful for that along with the people who have it, and we strengthen those that don't. So just checking in one more time, you know, on a scale of 0 to 10, where are you at right now?
I think I'm on a 2 now. It's going down. My anxiety is going down. Probably it's on a 2 now.
Yeah, there we go. So we're just going to, as the day goes on, that you would just get down to 0 and you'd be able to really start to feel that energetic shift and be strong to it. Thank you so much for calling in.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right.
Welcome, and Olivia.
And Leroy, do you want to talk a little bit more about desired state? We have a few more minutes left here.
Well, the key, again, as we were saying at the beginning of the program, is to shift from asking. One of the things that Colette mentioned earlier about the church, I grew up in West Texas, Southern Baptist and Southern Methodist. And I remember Hellfire and Damnation revivals on the church house lawn. And I learned the same thing that Olivia did, that we're born sinners. We're always going to be sinners. We always have to be doing penance and asking forgiveness. And guess what? There's a war between the spirit and the flesh is going to win. And one of these days we're going to die and get to heaven. And there's going to be a harsh judgment, and very few are going to pass. So one really important thing is to get away from these limiting beliefs, because what we know is that we can live heaven on earth right now.
When we
get into that place of love, like Nina mentioned with her granddaughter, we can live that place on earth right now. We do not have to wait till a time when we die. And as we are grateful for our love and for the oneness and that warmth and that beauty, which we can also get watching a sunset or the trees or the water, when we get grateful for that, we are bringing this wellness and vitality in our life at that moment. So let's live heaven on earth right now.
I love that. And, you know, and heaven on earth means that we have love for each other and that we see the beauty in each other and we see our ability to affect that beauty in others and bring that beauty out for each other. Let's strengthen that. Let's strengthen that everybody can have the innocence of a child. And we're not talking naivety here. There's problems, there's issues in the world. Having said that, there's also many beautiful things. People need to resonate with nature and start seeing that, you know, we are, you know, living surrounded by beauty. And so we just strengthen that for everybody listening in. And Leroy, I want to thank you once again for being on the show. It's always amazing. I always get such beautiful feedback. You know, and do you want to just quickly share your contact information one more time in case anyone wants to reach you?
Yes, it's the website is ewbasinboybasinpaul.com. My phone number is 508-375-6452.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Leroy. And thank you for everybody who called in and those listening in now and later. And we will be back next week, Wednesday morning, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Bye for now. And let's remember this week to stay in a state, a desired state of love.
And we send that vibration to everybody.
Yes, there we go. Thank you, Leroy. Lots of love.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.